Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sarada Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sachi Pran Gaura Haridas Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 30. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much Prabhuji for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning. Thank you. Please take over the call Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Mataji. Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you all for joining today. Today's topic is very deep and exalted and very high. Someone like me to speak upon. But since I've been instructed by Prithi Vilasini Mataji, I will take that instruction to my heart and I'll try to speak a few words.
Prabhuji, volume seems little low for me. I don't know if it is low for everyone. Can anybody else also respond to that? Is volume low for you all? For me, it's low.
Yes, Mataji.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, is this... I'll try to speak up, Mataji. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Yes, Prabhu, now it's okay.
Okay, thank you. So since I've been instructed to speak on this topic, though I'm not qualified, I don't have any understanding or realization, I will try to speak a few words based on what I heard from our superiors. So we'll start with our Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Harer Nama Eva Kevalam Kalav Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Gatiranyada Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Girim Yat Krupa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, thank you all once again for giving me this opportunity and I am very grateful to Prithi Vilasini Mataji for asking me to speak a few words. So I will try to speak based on what I heard from our superiors so that I can purify myself and I can glorify the Lord and His devotees. So Srila Prabhupada has said in one lecture that Harikada purifies three types of people, three types of living entities. What are the three? Mumukshubi, Bubukshu, Nityasiddha. So how is that? Mumukshuvi is somebody like sadhakas who are trying to purify themselves by practicing some sadhana, instructions of the spiritual master, hearing Harikatha, trying to implement the instructions received from Guru and senior Vaishnavas. These are Mumukshubi, those who are trying to become liberated. And what do we do when sadhakas, when they come together to associate with each other? What do we do? What is the best process? That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shrunvatam Svakada Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hrudayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrut Satam. The process is very simple. Shrunvatam, starting with hearing. One who attentively or eagerly tries to hear Harikatha, then what happens? The Supreme Lord, who is present in the heart as the super soul, cleanses all the impurities, all the material desires that are in the heart of that living entity. That way he can progress. The living entity can make progress. So this is how a mumukshubi gets benefited by hearing Harikatha. Now there is another class of people that Srila Prabhupada says that gets benefited by hearing Harikatha. They are bubukshu. Bubukshu means sense gratifiers. One who are interested, or their only inclination is to gratify their senses. So how do they get benefited? Srila Prabhupada gives several examples, and one that I could relate to is, you know, generally in our temple, Sunday feasts are very opulent. There is rice, dal, sabji, there is some fried item, puri, at least one sweet. In some of the temples I heard they have at least two or three sweets. But at the minimum there is one very opulent sweet. So one person, he somehow came to know that ISKCON has very opulent prasadam on Sundays, and he started coming to the temple. And specifically for Sunday feast, just to eat nice food. For him, he did not even have the realization that it is prasadam, but for him it was just food. But for us, we at least have the understanding that it is prasadam. Though whether we honor it as prasadam or not, that's a different story. But at least we have the theoretical understanding that we are eating prasadam. So this new person, he started coming to the temple, and he start every Sunday, like punctually he used to come and eat nice food, opulent food. Then slowly as he was coming, he came to know that there are programs every day in the city. In different places of the city, there are programs at someone's home. Monday it is devotee A, Tuesday it is devotee B, like that every day. In the evening there are programs. Then this person thought, wow, then I have an opportunity. Maybe there is good prasadam for these programs also. So he started attending those programs too. So every day, in every weekday also, not just Sundays, but every day in the week, he was going to some or the other program, and he was having nice food. See, generally, whenever we have programs, the prasadam is always opulent. Though some devotees don't like eating opulent prasadam, but somehow it always happens that the prasadam is always opulent. So this person, he was very happy that he was able to get nice opulent food, sattvic food that too, you know, no spicy masalas, and you know, he was very happy that it was very nourishing, and it was he was feeling good about it, and it was free, and at that and the best part was it was free. So he was very happy, and like this he went on for 6 months. He did this for 6 months. He was eating prasadam at the temple on Sunday, and the rest of the days he was eating prasadam at various devotees' houses. And after 6 months, he transformed into a devotee. He became a full-time devotee. He joined the temple and he started serving, and he became a pakka, fixed-up devotee. So one who was inclined just for sense gratification in the beginning, starting coming into association of devotees and having prasadam and hearing some Harikatha, he got converted into a devotee. So he thought he was trying to cheat Krishna. He was trying to cheat devotees by just eating nice food, but actually no one can cheat Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he is best amongst everything. So even among cheating, he is the propensity of gambling. So Krishna, nobody can cheat Krishna. Once I was hearing a lecture in which the devotee was saying that if you give a little space to Krishna in your life, just a little space, maybe in the form of prasadam, or maybe in the form of some harikada, or maybe in the form of some kirtan, maybe in the form of some association with devotees, you know, some small book or a donation, whatever it is, or buying some things for the devotees, or bringing flowers to the temple, some groceries to the temple, milk to the temple, whatever it is. If you give a little space to Krishna in your life, then the devotee was saying that you can rest assured that Krishna will take over your life. And it is just a matter of time. For some, it may take a few months. For some, it may take a few lifetimes. But whatever it is, it's just a matter of time that Krishna will take over our life completely. We will be transformed into devotees. Only thing we have to do is be receptive, be open to receive the mercy that is coming from Krishna, through Krishna, directly from Krishna or through devotees. So we just have to be receptive. If we are open and ready to receive the mercy, then we can rest assured that we will be transformed into devotees. And even Rupa Goswami says that the path of bhakti is so strong that once one gets associated with the path of bhakti, they will be pulled into the stream of bhakti. Even there may be some deviation, there may be some distraction, there may be some stops, some obstacles in the path. But as long as one stays connected to the association of devotees, they will be pulled back into the process of bhakti. Even if they are not in the association of devotees, still fine. As long as one comes into the path of bhakti is so strong that the devotee will get pulled back into the process. So this is how a bubukshu, one who is a sense gratifier, he gets benefited by harikada or the devotee's association or through prasadam. Now the third classification that Srila Prabhupada mentions is jivan mukta. Jivan mukta are those pure devotees who are eternally liberated. So how does, so they are already eternally liberated, right? So how can harikada benefit them? We see this in Bhagavad Gita, and in Bhagavatam also several places it is mentioned. What do devotees do? What do pure devotees do when they come together? They just talk about Krishna. Kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Is there a question, Mataji? I heard somebody speaking.
No, Prabhu. I think it was just a relog.
So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that devotees, when they come together, what do they do? They just speak about Krishna. They exchange their realizations. They exchange, they enlighten each other by discussing about Krishna. So, this is one lesson for us. As sadhakas, whenever we come together, and we will see that even in today's topic also, as sadhakas, when we come together, we should always... Definitely there will be so many topics that we talk about, but we have to make sure there is some harikatha in between. It should not just be material discussion. Definitely for us, material life is also important, but more than that, we should focus on speaking about Krishna, speaking about our sadhana. If it is our superior, then we can disclose how our sadhana is going and take their feedback on how we can improve. And if it is our juniors, we can give them some nourishment through some nice harikada, some nice pastimes. And if it is equals, we can exchange openly. You know, hear and receive and give, like Rupa Goswami says. So we'll start today's topic. So today I've been asked to speak on chapter 30 of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The title of the chapter is Transcendental Pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Very exalted, very deep topic, which I have no understanding of. But again, since it's an instruction, I will try to speak a few words. So this chapter is part of the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. And it's a series of verses. And this specific chapter is spanning from verse 94 to verse 129 of the 8th chapter. I know in the previous verses, I think the speakers must have already covered the previous whatever discussion has happened. So a quick summary, the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai starts off with Mahaprabhu asking Ramananda Rai about the sadhya. What is the ultimate goal of one's life? See, here also we see Mahaprabhu, he came with a purpose to Godavari, to meet Ramananda Rai. He came with a purpose, and his purpose was to hear from Ramananda Rai about Radha Krishna. And he started off by asking this question, what is the ultimate goal of one's life? And just as I was saying before, you know, when we meet, this is how our questions also should be. Maybe not so deep, maybe not so exalted, but at least we should ask questions at our level. You know, let's say if we are having difficulty with chanting or having difficulty with getting up in the morning, then, you know, we can get those solved. That is the main benefit of associating with devotees. Sometimes some of these questions may not be asked over the phone. You know, it may be nice to speak to somebody in person or even on the phone also. Whenever we get a chance to associate with devotees, these are the types of questions that we should ask. We should inquire and see how we can improve our sadhana, how we can progress. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us this lesson. Through this Leela, Mahaprabhu is teaching us how we can improve in our life. It's not that Mahaprabhu does not know. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood of the topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. But to teach us a lesson, Mahaprabhu is doing this. So Ramananda Rai, in response to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's query about the topmost goal of human life, he proposes various answers. Ramananda Rai does not disclose the topmost response right away. He slowly opens up, like a flower, how a flower opens up slowly over a period of time, gradually. Like that, Ramananda Rai also responds gradually, opens up gradually. So first Ramananda Rai says Varnashrama Dharma. Following the Varna and Ashrama Dharma, that is the topmost. Then Mahaprabhu is not pleased. He says, no, please continue, give me more, tell me more. Then Ramananda Rai says Krishna Karmarpana. Offering our karma to Krishna, the results of our karma to Krishna. Mahaprabhu is not satisfied. Then Ramananda Rai says Swadharma Tyaga, giving up one's dharma. Now Mahaprabhu is still not satisfied. Then Ramananda Rai says Gnana Mishra Bhakti. Still Mahaprabhu is not satisfied. Then he says Gnana Shunya Bhakti. Now he is little bit satisfied. Mahaprabhu is little bit satisfied, but he still asks Ramananda Rai to continue further. Please continue. Then Ramananda Rai says, next is Prema Bhakti. And then from Prema Bhakti, Dasya Prema, Sakya Prema, Vatsalya Prema, and then he lands upon Kanta Prema. Kanta Prema is the conjugal loving mood between gopis and Krishna. And this, I think, was covered in chapter 29, which is the last chapter. Mahaprabhu was very happy hearing this, but Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai to speak further on this subject matter. What is ahead of this? What is more better than this? Then Ramananda Rai says the topmost position is that of Srimati Radharani. The loving affection, devotion, the type of worship that she performs for Krishna is the topmost. This is called Radhara Prema. And we will try to discuss some of this today, some pastimes and Radharani's affection and loving relationship with Krishna. So I will share my screen. Pratij, can you see my browser?
Yes, Prabhu.
Verse 94.
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, so we know gopis are not ordinary living entities. They are pure devotees of Krishna, and their desire is only to please Krishna. Actually, their existence, their entire constant meditation is on Krishna. They may be doing their daily activities, household chores, whatever they are working on, you know, taking care of their families, whatever services they are doing, they are always immersed in thinking of Krishna. For them, they are physically, bodily, they are working in doing their daily chores, but then they are constantly thinking of Krishna. Their existence was for Krishna. And our acharyas explained that there are different types of gopis. One is, mainly there are two classifications. One is Nitya Siddha gopis, who are eternally liberated, pure devotees of the Lord, who come to participate in Krishna Leela. And then there are Sadhana Siddha devotees. Sadhana Siddha devotees are those living entities who become perfect by performing sadhana. Again, Sadhana Siddha, it is explained that there are two types, Shrutichari gopis and Rishichari gopis. Shrutichari gopis, as the word indicates, Shruti, Vedas, they are Vedas personified. Vedas personified with the desire to serve Krishna in the conjugal mood, they take birth as gopis. They appear as gopis. And then there are Rishichari gopis. Rishichari gopis are those from the Treta Yuga. If we all remember, in Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram was traversing through the Dandakaranya forest, at that time there were lots of sages who were in deep meditation, and they saw Lord Ramchandra and they had a strong desire to associate with Lord Ramchandra. But then Lord Ramchandra was Maryada Purush. He told them that in this incarnation, I am Ekapatni Vrata. I can have only one wife. So I cannot associate with all of you. But I will give you an opportunity in my next incarnation. When I come as Swayam Bhagavan Shri Krishna, at that time, you will have an opportunity to participate in my Leela as gopis. So those are the Rishichari gopis. So these are the different types of gopis that take part in Krishna's pastimes. So these are not ordinary living entities. These are very exalted living beings, living entities, Nitya Siddhas and Sadhana Siddhas. So we should not get confused when we hear about Krishna's dealings with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. So, in verse 94 and 95, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that although Krishna is a reservoir of all kinds of beauty, yet when he is among the gopis, he becomes even more beautiful. He resembles a Markata jewel surrounded by gold and other jewels. So, we know Krishna is very beautiful. Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, he is full of all opulences, especially the six Bhagavan, the six Bhagas, he is full of the six opulences. And one of them is beauty. Krishna is very beautiful. But then his beauty actually increases when he is amongst the gopis. He becomes even more beautiful. Our acharyas explained that when Krishna sees Srimati Radharani, Krishna becomes very happy, very joyful. And because of that, his beauty actually increases. Now, seeing Krishna so beautiful and happy, Radharani also becomes more happy. And then she becomes more beautiful. And like that, when Radharani becomes beautiful, Krishna looks at her and Krishna becomes more beautiful. So like this, there is a competition. There is an unlimited increase of beauty and happiness between Radha and Krishna and the gopis in each other's company. There are several examples of this aspect of Krishna becoming beautiful in the association of devotees. We see in Kurukshetra war, when Bhishma, I think it was on the eighth day, when Bhishma was unleashing his furor on the Pandavas and the Pandava army, Bhishma was just showering Arjuna's chariot with unlimited number of arrows. And everyone, Pandava army, was so distressed, so many were falling on that day. And Arjuna was also not fully feeling to counter Bhishma. In his heart, he was still having a lot of affection for Bhishma. So Krishna understood that Arjuna is not going to fight. So immediately, what did Krishna do? Krishna jumped from the chariot. He jumped from the chariot and he picked up a wheel of a broken chariot. And he rushed towards Bhishma with an intention to kill Bhishma. At this time, Bhishma put down his weapons and with complete concentration, he looked at the Lord and observed how beautiful the Lord was. Our Acharya has explained that Bhishma, he saw the beautiful hair of Sri Krishna turned into ash color because of the dust from the battlefield. He saw beads of sweat on the face of Krishna. Just like how dewdrops are on lotus flower, similarly, there were beads of sweat that were beautifying the beautiful face of Lord Krishna. And Bhishma also saw blood coming out of Krishna's body because of the arrows that Bhishma threw on Arjuna and Krishna. Krishna also got some of the arrows, pierced his body, and there was blood coming out of Krishna's body. And actually, Krishna's body does not have blood. Just as how we have veins and blood and mucus and all these contaminated ingredients, Krishna does not have such ingredients. Krishna is full of spiritual. Krishna is spiritual. We are material plus spiritual, but Krishna is completely spiritual. So this blood that was coming from Krishna, it was just to show it's a Naralila. Because Krishna is performing Naralila, he just wanted to show this. So all of this was making Krishna look more beautiful. So same way, even in the Damodar Leela also, we see when Krishna was being chased by Mother Yashoda, Krishna becoming afraid of Mother Yashoda, Krishna's earrings swinging nicely, Krishna running away and crying with tears, he's rubbing his eyes, you know, all the kajal spreading around his eyes, you know, all of this, and Krishna being caught by Mother Yashoda, being bound to the mortar, all of this, it just makes the whole pastime very beautiful. If it was just Krishna running away from Mother Yashoda, you know, if that was the pastime, then it will not be beautiful. So Krishna in the association of devotees, he becomes beautiful. So like that in these two verses, 94 and 95, he says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Krishna becomes more beautiful in the association of devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy after hearing this, and he requested Ramananda Rai to speak further. So Ramananda Rai continued further and said that among the love of gopis, Srimati Radharani's love is the topmost. Among the loving affairs of the gopis, Ramananda Rai continued, Srimati Radharani's love for Sri Krishna is the topmost. Indeed, the glories of Srimati Radharani are highly esteemed in all revealed scriptures. So this is Radhara Prema Mahima. From verse 98 to verse 116, it is Ramananda Rai is describing Radhara Prema Mahima. think there is some internet issue on my side. I think the screen sharing is causing some problems, so I will stop. So, but we are discussing from verse 99 onwards in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 8. So, Ramananda Rai, first he quotes the famous verse from Padma Puran about Srimati Radharani, why she is the supermost gopi. We all know this verse. Yada Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tada Sarva Gopeshu Sevaika Vishnor Atyanta Vallabha. It says that Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Sri Krishna. And similarly, Radha Kunda, which is the bathing place of Srimati Radharani, is also dear to him. And among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the supermost and very dear to Lord Krishna, with your Vishnor Atyanta Vallabha. So Radha Kund, what is Radha Kund? Radha Kund is a liquid form of Srimati Radharani's prema to Sri Krishna, and also Srimati Radharani's vatsalya compassion for all of us. So it is a very sacred place, and it is the topmost destination specifically for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And also our acharyas and our gurujan, they say that we should not just go to Radha Kund just for taking a dip and coming back. No, we should do more than that. We should perform our bhajan there. We should hear from sadhus. We should engage in some seva. By that, we can become qualified to receive mercy of Srimati Radharani, and that way we can make progress in the path of bhakti. Then Rai Ramanan, he quotes another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And again, another important verse which all of us are very familiar, which highlights that Srimati Radharani is the topmost worshipper of Sri Krishna. This is the Anaya Radhito Nunam verse, in which the gopis were talking amongst themselves. And at this point, Krishna actually took Radharani away from the Rasalila. So the gopis, they were discussing among themselves that this gopi, again, Sukadeva Goswami, he does not highlight the name of Srimati Radharani, but our Acharya has explained that it is Radharani who they are all talking about, who the other gopis are talking about. So the gopis are saying that this gopi, which is Srimati Radharani, who has been taken away by Sri Krishna, rejecting all of us, must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else. So this verse indicates that Srimati Radharani is the topmost worshipper. So we see in the material world, when someone gets some recognition, or let's say if someone wins a lottery, you know, then everyone else will become very jealous. They'll become envious. They develop some kind of hatred towards that person, which is a very negative quality. But in the path of bhakti, when one gets recognition or when one gets special mercy, then the other devotees feel very happy for that devotee. They become very happy. And this is something we have to learn, that all of us are coming, most of us are coming from a materialistic way of life, and we have taken to the path of bhakti. So all of us still have some of those anarthas in our heart. So when we come to the path of bhakti, when we desire to progress in the path of bhakti, then we have to cut down all of these anarthas. Lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, all of these anarthas, we should remove them from our heart. And it happens, as we sincerely practice bhakti, then Krishna will give us the strength to overcome these anarthas. So in the spiritual world, if one manjari, let's say, does some nice seva, maybe makes a nice garland or cooks something, or she does some nice seva, then generally manjaris do not serve the divine couple directly. So then if a manjari does some seva, let's say nice garland, then a senior gopi or a sakhi will take the manjari and take her to Srimati Radharani and introduce and tell Srimati Radharani that this is a manjari that has done this garland. Then immediately Srimati Radharani will hug the manjari, who's a little girl, and she will kiss her and she will give her some prasadam, some uchishta, or some prasadi garland or a prasadi cloth. Like this, Srimati Radharani will shower mercy on the Manjari. So there is no place for hatred, no place for envy, no place for jealous, lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion. These do not exist in the spiritual world. So if we desire to go to the spiritual world, then we have to free ourselves from all of these anarthas.
Prabhu, can you be a little louder? A lot of people are asking if you can increase the volume.
Mataji, I think my side, there is nothing, Mataji, I can do. Should I try removing the headset?
Maybe that will work.
Okay, is this better, Mataji?
I think it's better. How about the others? Vinita Mataji, can you confirm? Okay, I think it's better, Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you.
Okay, I'll come a little closer to the laptop also. Hopefully this will help. So, same way, how Radharani was bestowing mercy on the Manjari who did a nice seva. Similarly, Krishna also wanted to bestow special mercy on Srimati Radharani. So he stole her away to a secluded place to have intimate pastimes with Srimati Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing this, felt very blissful. But he asked Ramananda Rai to speak further. He said, this is unprecedented nectar that is flowing from your mouth. So please speak more. By hearing you, I am getting so much transcendental ecstatic pleasure. So please continue to speak more. So it is explained that during the Rasa Leela dance, Krishna expanded himself. Krishna expanded himself in such a way that between two gopis, there is one Krishna. So there is a circle of gopis, and between two gopis, there is one Krishna. And in the center, there is Radha and Krishna. So there is one Krishna exclusively for Radharani. And then between two gopis, there is one Krishna. All of us must have seen this picture. But because of the presence of the other gopis, and this is Ramananda Rai explaining to Mahaprabhu, that because of the presence of the other gopis, Srimati Radharani and Krishna could not exchange or express their love for each other. So that is why Krishna understood this, that Radharani was not feeling comfortable. So that is why Krishna took Srimati Radharani separately to a secluded place. So we can understand from this that Lord Krishna has intense affection for Srimati Radharani. And Krishna, though there were so many gopis, hundreds and thousands of gopis, but Krishna gave up the company of other gopis for Srimati Radharani. And that is because Srimati Radharani is the topmost worshipper. She is the topmost devotee of Sri Krishna. So Krishna is also reciprocating with her exclusively. How Srimati Radharani worships Krishna exclusively, similarly, Krishna also is reciprocating with Srimati Radharani. So we all experience this even in our daily life. When, let's say, we are in a flight and let's say somebody has a medical emergency, then there is an announcement on the flight intercom that if there is a doctor, please come to such and such seat so you can help this person who is having a medical emergency. And now after the medical emergency is done, everyone will recognize and honor and, you know, the doctor who has helped with the emergency. And even we see this with our spiritual masters also. The spiritual masters, let's say if a group of devotees are together and if a spiritual master needs something, then one of the devotees from that group will be called upon. Not everyone. Only one specific devotee will be called upon. Why? Because that devotee is special. He has done so much service to the spiritual master that the devotee knows exactly what the spiritual master needs. I was reading this book by Shrutakirti Prabhu, in which he was saying that Shrutakirti Prabhu became almost like on this one-on-one with Srila Prabhupada, like one with Srila Prabhupada, just by Srila Prabhupada's finger movements or his eye movements, Shruta Kirti Prabhu was able to understand what Srila Prabhupada needs. So he is a special devotee. Similarly, even like that, there are so many Srila Prabhupada's disciples who Prabhupada counted upon, who Prabhupada depended upon. So similarly, among gopis, Srimati Radharani is the topmost and very special. And just as how everyone is seeking Krishna's mercy or favor, Krishna is seeking Radharani's favor. Krishna is always seeking Radharani's company. So that's how special Srimati Radharani is. Then Ramananda Rai, he said that the glories of Srimati Radharani's loving affairs are beyond compare within these three worlds. And he continues to explain more pastimes. So Ramananda Rai, he says that once Srimati Radharani, this is part of the Rasa Lila itself, this is another pastime that Ramananda Rai is mentioning. Once Srimati Radharani, again, these are all Leelas. We should not look at it from a mundane perspective. This is spiritual and we have to understand the essence. So once Srimati Radharani, finding herself treated equally with all the other gopis, displayed some tricky behavior and she left the circle of the Rasa dance as if she was feeling jealous or envious that Krishna is with treating other devotees equally to her. Srimati Radharani left the Rasa Stali, and as soon as Krishna realized that Radharani has left, immediately Krishna was unhappy. He became very unhappy and he was lamenting and he desired to be in the association of Srimati Radharani. So, thinking of Radharani deeply within his heart, he left the arena of Rasa dance and he started going into the forest, deep into the forest, searching for Srimati Radharani. He was lamenting in this way that he lost Radharani, and he began to search for her on the banks of Yamuna, in the forest. And when he failed to find her, he entered into one of the kunjas and he just was lamenting there. So it is explained that in the ecstatic loving relationship between Srimati Radharani and Krishna, there is also Kutila and Vamata. This is from verse 110. Kutila and Vamata, which is crookedness and opposition. So the path of loving affairs between Radha and Krishna is just like a snake, Kutila, crooked. And in this, there are two types of anger that arise, one with cause and another without cause. So anger with cause is meaningful. Let's say if I do something wrong to another person, then the other person can become angry with me because I did something bad to him. So anger with cause is understandable. So what is this anger without cause? So that is what our acharyas explain. So as I was saying before, in the Rasa dance, Krishna expanded himself such that there was one Krishna between two gopis, and in the center there was one Krishna exclusively with Srimati Radharani. But then Srimati Radharani still became angry. This is anger without cause. Because if we look at it at a material level, there is no reason why Radharani should be angry, because Krishna is with her and the other gopis are not getting exclusive Krishna. They are getting two gopis had one Krishna. So now this is anger without cause. Similarly, there are several other pastimes that our acharyas explain, that once Krishna compared the beautiful face of Srimati Radharani to a full moon. Now to us it looks like a good comparison, but then Radharani became angry. Radharani said, "Oh Krishna, why are you comparing me with this moon? Do I have black spots in my face, on my face? Then Krishna said, no, you don't have any black spots. Then Radharani said, why are you comparing me then? And then she expressed her anger and expressed her resentment. So also there is another occasion where this is a very beautiful pastime. This is the this is related to the Mor Kutir. Once Krishna came to Radharani to learn music. Actually, Krishna had no interest in learning music. Krishna already knew music. Krishna is Bhagavan. He has all the kalas. But then he wanted to hear the beautiful voice of Srimati Radharani, the beautiful singing of Srimati Radharani. It is explained that generally in the material world, the cuckoo bird sings beautifully. But Srimati Radharani's voice is even beautiful than the cuckoo bird. And in fact, our acharyas say that Radharani herself taught the cuckoo birds how to sing. So Krishna had a desire to hear Radharani sing. So with that desire, he went to Radharani asking her to teach him how to sing. So Radharani was explaining, sing sa re ga ma pa da ni sa, and then sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa, like that she was explaining. And Krishna, though he knew how to sing, he was making mistakes. Radharani was trying to teach him some melody, but Krishna wantedly was making mistakes, just so that Radharani can continuously repeat and he can hear and he can relish. But then after some time, Radharani understood that Krishna was being naughty. Krishna was just cheating her, tricking her. And then she became transcendentally angry. And then she left Krishna's company and she went upon a hill. And that's where Man Mandir has been constructed. And then to please Radharani, so our acharyas explain that when Radharani goes into Man, it's not that she wants to go away from Krishna. She just wants Krishna to come back and request her, you know, please get out of your Man, please become normal, come back to your normal mood. So she just wants Krishna to come back and request. So this time she was very angry. She was not ready to speak to Krishna at all. Then what did Krishna do? Krishna, he went to another hill and he became like a peacock. He put all peacock feathers on him and he started dancing like a peacock. When all the gopis saw this from a distance, they saw how beautiful this dance was and they went and told Radharani. Initially, Radharani was not interested in looking at this. But then after the gopis persuaded her, Srimati Radharani also came to look at the beautiful dance of Krishna. And she forgot about her anger towards Krishna. And she also dressed herself like a peahen. And together, they started dancing. So this is how the Mor Kutir or the Mayur Kutir came into existence. So these are all the beautiful transcendental pastimes that happen between Radha and Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Now, coming back to our original topic, when Radharani left the Rasa dance out of anger, Krishna was searching for her. And the gopis were feeling that, you know, although so many of us are here, but Krishna left us. So gopis were feeling that this is how exalted Radharani was. And from Krishna's standpoint, if you look at it, Ramanandarai is saying that though there were so many beautiful, hundreds and thousands of beautiful gopis there in the Rasasthali, still none of them were able to please Krishna or none of them were able to serve Krishna to the complete extent. And Krishna was missing Srimati Radharani. So one nice pastime I was hearing recently about Srila Prabhupada. Once when Srila Prabhupada went to a Bay Area temple, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees welcomed Srila Prabhupada nicely. They gave him a nice Vyasasana. Srila Prabhupada sat on the Vyasasana And then the mic was ready, the devotees were sitting and they were ready to hear Srila Prabhupada speak. But then Srila Prabhupada was looking around. It appeared that Srila Prabhupada was looking for somebody. Then the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, are you looking for someone? All of us are here, all the devotees are here. Are you looking for someone? Then Srila Prabhupada said, I'm looking for Jayananda Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada had very deep affection for Jayananda Prabhu. All of us know who Jayananda Prabhu is. And the devotees said that Jayananda Prabhu was in the next room setting up some speaker system so that more devotees can sit there and hear. So Srila Prabhupada was touched by this. Jayananda Prabhu, who was the leader of that congregation, was always in the servitor mood. He was always serving. So Prabhupada actually waited for Jayananda Prabhu to complete his seva and come to the room. And then Srila Prabhupada started talking. So just as how Srila Prabhupada was looking for Jayananda Prabhu, similarly Krishna was also searching, looking for Srimati Radharani. And so Ramananda Rai, he continues. This is verse 113. In this, Ramananda Rai says that in the Rasalila, the binding link is Srimati Radharani. The whole reason why Rasalila happened was for fulfilling Krishna's desires and the gopis' desires. But what is the binding link? What is the backbone? It is Srimati Radharani. It is the thread that holds the garland together. See, in a garland, what is the most important thing? Flowers are definitely important, but then for the flowers to become a garland, what is important? It is the thread. So that thread that keeps the garland together is Srimati Radharani. She is the one that is the backbone for the rasa dance. Similarly, we hear in Bhagavatam also, Krishna says, Mai sarvam idam protam sutre manigana iva. That he tells Arjuna that everything exists upon me just like beads or string on a thread. When we wear this kanti mala, all the beads of the tulsi beads are strung on a thread. That is Krishna in the how all these planets, how the living entities, everyone is, the backbone is Krishna. Similarly, the backbone in the rasa dance is Srimati Radharani. The thread of the garland that fulfills Krishna's desires is Srimati Radharani. So even in the midst of hundreds and thousands of gopis, Krishna was not satisfied when Srimati Radharani left. He was lamenting, and this explains the exalted transcendental position of Srimati Radharani. So now, after hearing all of these pastimes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased, but he requested Ramananda Rai to speak something more. And he requested especially four topics. He wanted Ramananda Rai to speak on four topics. The first one is transcendental features of Krishna. And the second one is transcendental features of Srimati Radharani. And the third one is truth of transcendental mellows. And the fourth one is transcendental form of love of Godhead. So these are the, so it's like, I think there are four questions that the whole conversation is classified into, the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. Four questions. The first question is about the topmost sadhya, the goal. And this is the second question, the four topics was the second question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told Ramananda Rai that only you can explain these topics. There is no one else who can explain these truths. Because our acharyas explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Ramananda Rai to speak. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows who can speak these topics. So with this comment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai felt very embarrassed. Because Ramananda Rai knew who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. He knew that this is Swayam Bhagavan Shri Krishna himself. And he knew Krishna knows everything. But still Krishna, the Supreme Lord in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking him to speak on very high subject matters. Just as we also feel, you know, in the presence of senior devotees, we feel very embarrassed or difficult to speak. You know, so Ramananda Rai was also feeling the same way. So Ramananda Rai says, O Lord, I do not know anything. I am simply repeating like a parrot whatever you make me speak. Whatever I am speaking, it is not my knowledge. It is not my realization. It is simply what you are making me speak. I am just like a puppet in your hands. And actually, you are the one who is making me speak. And I don't even know whether I am speaking correctly or not. Whether I am speaking proper words, I do not know. Whatever I am speaking is what you are making me speak. So I am just a puppet in your hands. So if we see, a same chain of thought is there in our parampara. Even when Srila Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta traveling to the west, Srila Prabhupada composed a beautiful bhajan, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, in which Srila Prabhupada expressed same feelings. He showed complete dependence on Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said similar words. He said, I am just your puppet, I am just a puppet in your hands. Make me dance the way you want me to dance. Everyone is calling me Bhaktivedanta, but I have no knowledge. So you please empower me to speak words which can benefit these people, which can convert these people into devotees. So Ramananda Rai was expressing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada also expressed the same feelings. So this is the parampara. We can learn same thing from any acharya that we pick in our parampara. It's not that one acharya is giving one lesson, another acharya is giving another lesson. No, the lessons are the same. Compared to material knowledge, every few years the subject, the topics keep changing. The essence keeps changing. The truth keeps changing. But when it comes to spirituality, the subject is the same. The essence is the same. The knowledge is the same. The teachings are the same. So when Ramananda Rai submitted to Mahaprabhu that you are making me speak, then now it's Mahaprabhu's turn. Mahaprabhu, if he is playing the role of a devotee. So now Mahaprabhu becomes Trinada Pishunichina. He takes the humble position. He says that I'm just a Mayavadi sannyasi. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I know only Mayavad philosophy. I don't know anything about bhakti or the transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. But somehow, by the mercy of the Lord, I came into the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he has enlightened me. He has enlightened me about Krishna. And when I wanted to learn more, he told me that I should come and see you. That I should come and hear from you. He said that to understand more about Radha Krishna, bhakti, the transcendental pastimes between Radha and Krishna, the greatness of Srimati Radharani, Sarvam Bhattacharya told me that I can only hear from you. So that is why I came to you. So Mahaprabhu requested like this, that please do not hesitate to speak to me. Please reveal more nectar to me. So this is an important lesson for all of us. We submissively approach our superiors and inquire from them, learn from them, serve them. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, Pariprashnina Sevaya, Upadekshantite Jnanam, Jnaninas Tattva Darshinaha. So whatever Krishna told Arjuna, now the same thing we can see in practice in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trying to learn from Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda Rai reciprocating with humility. Like this, the current passes, the knowledge, it's the same. It does not change. So like this, Mahaprabhu says that don't hesitate that you feel that I am a sannyasi and you are a lower class than me. You are at a lower class than me. Don't feel like that. The truth is, it is not the varna or ashrama that decides who can speak about Krishna. That is not the classification. Varna and ashrama do not decide who can speak about Krishna. What is it? One who knows about Krishna, they can speak about Krishna. Whether one is a Brahmana or a Shudra, Kiba Vipra Kibanyasi Shudra Kenanai, Yei Krishna Tattva Veta, Sei Guru Hoi. Whether one is a Vipra, a Brahmana, or whether one is a Nyasi, Sannyasi, or whether one is a Shudra, it does not matter. Whoever knows the truth of Krishna, Yei Krishna Tattva Veta, one who knows the Tattva of Krishna, the truth of Krishna, Say Guru Hoy, they can become the spiritual master. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai, you know about Krishna. And I know you know about Krishna because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told me. He spoke very highly about you. And so far, whatever you have spoken is very exalted. I have never heard this from anyone else. So, I know you are an exalted devotee. You are a true guru. You can speak about Krishna. You know the truth. So please speak more. So with this, Mahaprabhu requests Ramananda Rai to speak further. And the chapter ends at this point where Mahaprabhu submissively asks Ramananda Rai to speak without any hesitation. So we will end here. Thank you all for listening and giving me an opportunity to speak. समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु थैंक यू सो मच सच अ ब्यूटिफुल क्लास थैंक यू फॉर कवरिंग ऑल दीज टॉपिक्स वेरी नाइसली आई लाइक अ फ्यू पॉइंट्स दैट यू मेंशन्ड अबाउट हाउ कृष्णा बिकम्स मोर ब्यूटिफुल इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ श्रीमती राधाराणी एंड राधाराणी बिकम्स मोर ब्यूटिफुल इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ कृष्णा the analogy of the moon and Radha getting angry, that was also very, very sweet, showing how the love between Radha, Krishna and the gopis and Krishna is crooked like a serpent. Very, very beautiful pastimes, Prabhu, that you touched upon, they taking the forms of peacocks and dancing, very sweet pastimes, and how this Ramananda Rai had the mood where he just wanted to repeat he said, that it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is empowering him to speak and he's only like a puppet and how the same mood is actually carried on by our acharyas. So nicely expressed, Prabhu. Thank you so much. The class was very relishable. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Avarishtha Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, Hare Krishna. Wonderful class. I loved your analogies. I loved the one about how the flower opens up. Also how Radha is the red, all these analogies and the practical lessons that you gave. You started with how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking the questions, how he's approaching and asking the questions, and you ended with how we should ask questions. I thought it was just beautiful how you just went through the whole process. And of course, I loved all the stories too, how you connected everything. So thank you so very much. Beautiful. Many thank lessons you. That we can take away with from this. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Prabhuji. So beautifully, you have narrated one by one verses along with the story. So relatable. Thank you very much. Prabhu, I have a very, very naive question, but still it was coming, so I would anyway ask. Rasa dance, if not every gopi, but two gopi, there was a Krishna in between, right, as you said. And as we have heard from different classes and read in Srila Prabhupada's book, that those, they were independent by themselves, right? They were not depending, one's existence did not depend on the others. So when Radharani's Krishna went away, why did the gopis were missing? Because they would have had their own set of Krishna, isn't it?
So, Mataji, I don't have much understanding of this.
Did I put my question clearly, Prabhu? Did you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you were saying that Krishna, there was one exclusive Krishna with Radharani, Srimati Radharani, and then there is Krishna with Gopis. So, if the Krishna with the Radharani has left, then why are the Gopis upset? So, actually, Krishna completely left. Krishna was not interested in being in the Rasalila dance. So Krishna was present in Rasa Leela dance only because of Srimati Radharani.
Okay. So other gopis were getting it because Radharani was getting it.
Correct.
As Radharani is the, I mean, it's as it says, I think one of the verses. So Radharani is the source. When Radharani enjoys, everybody enjoys. And if Radharani doesn't, nobody does. Even if those Krishnas are independent. So yeah, there is lot to comprehend, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah, so she is the backbone. She is the thread that keeps the garland together.
Yeah, makes sense. But...
She is the root. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dandavat.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Shachigaur Prabhu, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. As usual, Prabhuji, very, very nectarian class and very easily understand. Even like a newcomer like us, they will understand. And all the leelas of Sridham, Vrindavan, and all the verses, you have given an example of Sridham, Vrindavan story, Shri Radharani, Shrimati Sisi Radharani, Lord Krishna's story, Prabhuji, Hari Hari Kauranga. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Gopinath Ki Jai. Please give your association and blessing to all Matajis and please come regularly. Hari Hari Gauranga Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I am only repeating what I heard. I don't have any understanding, no realization. My purity is also not there. I'm just repeating what I heard, Mataji. And I'm very thankful and grateful for getting this opportunity. By getting these opportunities, I get an opportunity myself to learn a little bit more, which otherwise I would not do. So I'm very grateful once again for this opportunity.
Shachigaur Prabhu, when you explain the leelas and verses, Prabhuji, it stretched to heart, Prabhuji, because of special mercy of S. J. Pataka Maharaj. And because you observe all the leelas from sincerely from Senior Vaishnava. Hari Hari Gauranga. Touch to heart to all of us.
Thank you,
Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful, beautiful class. Very nice stories in between to explain the concept. And I really like the point that you started with. You started saying that Krishna sees everything. Everything is counted in Krishna's eyes. Whatever the services we are doing or whatever little seva we are doing to Krishna, he will be, you know, reciprocating with us. But the time is the only factor. That gives us a lot of hope. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for saying that beautiful point. And I really like all the stories, how you are explaining. And Prabhuji, the questions that Ramananda Raya was asking, you said that four questions, right? One is the transcendental position of Krishna, transcendental position of Radharani, and another two, can you repeat another two?
Yeah, the transcendental features of Krishna, the transcendental features of Srimati Radharani, the truth of the transcendental mellows, and the transcendental form of love of Godhead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Very beautiful class.
Welcome, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, my glories to Prabhupada, and glories to you, Prabhu. Very, very beautiful session. I don't want to repeat what all others said. You know, it was so seriously very, very beautiful class, nice explanations. Just want to clarify one thing that you said, that since there was one Krishna between two gopis, but every gopi was under the impression that Krishna is solely for me. You know, even though Krishna was being shared by two gopis, as we see in Rasa Dance, but still every gopi was under the impression that Krishna is only for me, right?
Yes. Yes, Mataji.
So yeah.
I heard this in one lecture that Krishna was dancing so fast that everyone realized that everyone felt that Krishna was only dancing with me.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Chakravarti Thakur, in one version, it is said there is only one Krishna. One version that I heard, that there is only one Krishna, but he was dancing so fast that though there are countless gopis, everyone was feeling that Krishna was dancing only with me.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. I just want to clarify that. Yes. Hare Krishna.
So, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, the previous question that you asked, the answer is verse 119 of chapter 8, Madhya Leela.
Okay, Prabhuji, thank you. Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yes, just one small question. I think I heard you use the term Jivan Mukta early in the class. And I thought you defined that as eternally liberated soul. Is that correct?
Yes, Mataji. Yeah.
Yeah, so I needed clarification about that because my conception of Jivan Mukta is a person who has become liberated from the modes, but who has not yet attained their swarup, you know. That so I'm just wondering if that is correct or incorrect.
Yeah, so Jivan Mukta Mataji, so when I was saying, I even mentioned that they are pure devotees. So there are three, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that there are three types of people that get benefited when they hear, that relish Harikatha or get benefit from Harikatha. And the third one Srila Prabhupada mentions is Jivan Mukta. So one understanding of Jivan Mukta is liberated souls, but another understanding of Jivan Mukta is also pure devotees, because pure devotees are liberated. The modes do not affect them.
Oh, okay. So Jivan Mukta can mean either one. It can mean pure or simply liberated from the modes only, but not yet attained perfection.
Correct.
So, okay.
So, depending on the context, Mataji, the meaning will change.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. Mukti, generally we know Mukti means liberation, mm-hmm. or free from the modes of nature. But in some places, Bhakti is also referred to as Mukti.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes Atma is referred to as soul. Atma is also referred to as body. Sometimes Atma is referred to as mind.
Yes.
Sometimes
yes.
Atma is senses also. So, depending on the context, mm-hmm. the meaning may change, but Jivan Mukta in this case specifically it is referring to the pure devotees.
Okay.
Who are already liberated from the modes of nature and who are eternal associates of the Lord, and they relish Harikatha, exchanging Harikatha between devotees.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji before we close the call? Okay. If there are no more questions, I would like to close the call here with Prabhuji's permission. Prabhuji? Hare Krishna. Okay. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha kalpatarupyasya kripasindubhya evacha patitana pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo nama. Ananta koti vaishnavrindiki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace sachi prana gaur hari Prabhuji ki jai.
Thank you Prabhuji.
Thank you Prabhuji.
Thank you Prabhuji.